Yes, we're saying what? That Hochi Nami Mestavra comes Aguri, that the Mishnah goes according to Rabbonin and not according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, he says Lashon of Rocha Vekotzer. Where's the right Tanya? We learned like this. Rabbi Yehuda Weiner, Shnei Kashvoyus Hayusham. There are two bowls there on top of the Mizbeach. Echot Shomayim, one was used for Nisach Hamayim, V'Echot Shoyayim, for Nisach Hayayim. Shoyayim, the one that was used for the wine, Piyo Rochav, the opening was much wider. Shomayim Piyo Kotzer, the one that used for the water, its opening was much smaller. Kadesh Yushnayim Kolom of Asachas. Why was one wider than the other one? In order that they should end off the same time. So Shemamin, it's very good. Adabiyu, the Taka learns that there's three gimel, three lugim of wine, and one lug of water. So you ought to have a much wider hole on the wine than you have on the water. Mashanek, and now Mishnah just says Lashon of Muva, goes according to Rabbanan Shita, there wasn't that much of a difference because there was three lugim of both of them. So just had to be a little bit wider for the wine so it empty out exact same time. Right. Then the Mishnah says, Marvel Shemaim, if you mixed up the two, still it was kosher. Tara Rabbanan, Maitza b'tzduki yechad. Once happened the story with one stuki, that's apikuris, znamakayim, teresh shabapeh, shenistich agabi raglov. He had the nistich amayim in his hands, and he poured it on his feet, not on the keren. For ragmu kolom b'esregayim. And everybody started to stone him with the esregayim. Rashi learns, why said he also used stones also. And they killed him. Now b'yaisiyayim, at that day, nitkem akeren hamizbech. They threw the stones and the esregayim, and mamish made a hole like on the keren, on the corner of a mizbech. The heviyu, what they did then was, they brought a bull shomelech, like a handful of salt. The sasmu, they covered up that hole. So the Gemara says, Loi mifnei shehuchshir l'avoida. Not because covering up this handful of salt, covering up the hole, would make the mizbech roi to be used. Ela mifnei shelo yiru mizbech pogum. Stam, it's not nice, the mizbech should look as if it has a pogum, as if there's a hole there. So therefore we covered up just to cover the mizbech. But the mizbech is still possible. Why? The locher is shekol mizbech. She'ein loy loy kevesh. It doesn't have a plank going up it. But loy keren, you don't have four corners on the side. Now the top of the mizbeach, we know, the top was 32 by 32 amas. A keren was at each four corners, it was one amma by one amma and one amma high. That was the keren. So if you're missing a keren, it's possible. For loy yisoid, if a mizbeach doesn't have a yisoid, also it's possible. For loy ribu, if it's not exactly square, it's possible l'avoida. It's possible to do the avoida. Here also, since it became possible, there was a hole there on the keren, it wasn't ribua now, it wasn't whole, so you couldn't use the mizbeach. So that they covered, they filled it up with salt, wasn't real to make it kosher, still be possible. They just did it mainly just to make it, it shouldn't look like a pkam, it should not look that it's not kosher. Alright, we'll stop here.